You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now to get something off his chest. It's those legal disclaimers that pop up all around him. They state the obvious, which he finds wholly distracting and nonsensical.
And a very good morning to you all. Do you know what we say? The darndest things, don't we? I mean, and some of the things we say, well, they're just like stupid or they're not thought out. Let me give you a few examples. Did you ever hear somebody say, as they were leaving you, "Hey, bye now and don't do anything I wouldn't do." Huh? Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Like, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, really, really, it is such a stupid thing to say. And yes, 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 of course, I have said it myself many, many times. But now that I think about it, it's a dumb thing to say. Huh? I'm telling you, if you ever, ever hear anybody say that again, "Don't do anything I wouldn't do," just pause, look them in the eye and say, "What do you mean by that?" And then, ha, watch them wriggle and squirm. Now, sometimes you are forced to say stupid things. It's that whole CYA stuff. Because you have to allow for the fact that there are people out there in the world who have about as much sense as a pot of jam. Allow me to illustrate, if you will. Stephen, he works at LSUS, bless his heart. And among other things, he's the fella that puts together the brochure for the continuing education classes that I give. So I have to submit to him a description of my class and how much they cost. Basically, I teach classes on Ireland or Scotland, as you know, and then if you're interested, we go off on a trip to either Ireland or Scotland during the summer. Now, poor old Stephen, he is obliged, or at least he thinks he is, I suppose, to put a note attached to the brochure under the ad for my class, and the note reads as follows. "The trip to Ireland or Scotland is not included in the price of the course." Really? The course costs $80. Like, really? Are there people out there who would be so blinkingly stupid that they would expect to receive a series of lectures on Ireland or Scotland plus an 11-day holiday in Ireland or Scotland, staying in 4- and 5-star hotels for $80? Are you that stupid that somebody is obliged to point out this fact that the trip to Ireland, Scotland is not included for $80? And if Stephen, if he did not put this note into the brochure, I dare say he might get in trouble. Because who knows, maybe some Neanderthal out there might sue the university for claiming that the 11-day holiday seemed to be included with the series of classes for $80. It's enough to make you want to stay at home all day, knowing that you are safe from bumping into these mindless nitwits. I know, I suppose I shouldn't really take these things so seriously. I know, I probably overanalyze the trivia of everyday life and I should, what is it I should do? I should just, what's the sign? The sign says on the t-shirts, "Keep calm and carry on." Actually, you know what? I'm sick of people telling me to keep calm and carry on. Have a splendiferous day. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.